All right, buddy. Come on down, man.
You're the next on the Price is Right.
Oh, nice. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Ah, man. Thank you so much. Quinn's McMorrow.
Exactly.
Is it the proper way to tell?
A little less enthusiasm.
Yeah, sir. Quinn McMorrow.
Oh.
Welcome to my podcast, Quinn McMorrow.
Nice.
Today we're gonna try to talk about... Hey, man.
Thanks
to put my favorite t-shirt of all time. They have two colors, huh? They have the purple one. When this t-shirt arrived, I think it's, you know, the vintage. This is a vintage.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the same time then because I was not born.
Mm-hmm.
But then I bought it right away, man.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man.
You have the same one?
Yeah. But I think it's a real fake one, I think. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's definitely the real fake one. For sure.
No, because you touched everything. You have Marcel Dion
on the back.
Are you a fan of hockey, or just because the t-shirt was so beautiful?
It was a gift.
Okay.
Yeah, but not a huge. I like it around the playoffs. I like to watch it.
So who gave you that? Is it somebody in the Wall of Comedy who gave you
that? It was my brother.
Whoa! Shout out to your brother, buddy. Yeah. So why give you that if you don't like hockey?
Oh, well, there's a tradition in my family that whenever there's a child born, like whatever hockey team is hot that year, they buy him the jersey and they're like, that's your team. So I was born in 91, so they just signed Gretzky.
But your brother was, how old is he?
He's Pittsburgh, because he's like 80.
Oh,
83.
So me, I'm Flyers.
You're Flyers.
I'm born in 74.
Okay.
I'm a Flyer. So you're a Kings.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. And your brother is?
Pittsburgh. Well, I have two brothers. One's Pittsburgh, one's Edmonton.
So who invented that?
I don't know. I think it's an old family
It's a
tradition.
Beautiful tradition. Do your mother have an NHL t-shirt?
No. It skips a generation.
Because it would be Montreal.
Exactly.
At the time, it was just Montreal, you know?
Yeah.
So your father and mother, it's Montreal.
Yeah.
For sure. Because you are the best. We were the best.
What happened?
We suck, but...
What? Yeah, 93, right?
Yeah, 93, 26 years ago.
It's my life.
How old are you? Is it personal?
How old am I?
Yeah.
28.
Oh, 20. So you saw the Seneca. No, you have 2 years old.
Oh, it was two, but I remember it like yesterday.
No, why?
Well, no, I don't.
No, yeah, 20 years old.
Oh, yeah?
If I knew it was the last time...
And are you from Montreal?
Yeah.
So you were living here at the time?
Yeah. The 20 years old, I was in Sherbrooke City.
Oh, yeah.
I lived there, because my parents moved back, but...
But the news got out.
I always live in Ville d'Anjou.
Okay.
You know Ville d'Anjou?
Yeah, I've seen it on the metro map.
Yeah. Like Saint-Léonard,
right.
Montreal North, Ville d'Anjou, I was there.
Okay.
And we moved, like, I don't know... Ugh.
Was it a wild night in the city? It must have been.
Man, it was amazing, man. The St. Catherine parade.
Yeah.
How would say that? Défilé.
Yeah.
Do you speak French?
A little bit.
Okay, so the défilé, you know, to show the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the parade, yeah.
Man, but if I knew, you know, when you're a fan in the town of Montreal Canadiens, who they win all the time,
mm-hmm.
To be grateful is not there.
Right.
It's like we deserve it, you know, because
we
are the best, but it doesn't work like that. And now because of the parity, and now because of 32 team, with Seattle, it's impossible to win the Stanley Cup anymore, you know what I mean?
Impossible?
Yeah. It's rarely, no, 33. Montreal win when they have only 6, 10, and 12 team.
Yeah, that's
you know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah.
And they have the first choice. Every time a French Canadian, they have the first choice.
Oh, yeah? Because they're the last place.
Because it was Montreal. I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know why. It's why Marcel Dion, they have to choose one French Canadian and choose Guy Lafleur.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcel Dion, 700 goal.
Really?
You don't know Marcel Dion?
Oh, I know of him since the shirt.
Yeah, okay.
I've had old Quebecois man accost me. Give me his biography.
And now the goal to the Montreal Canadiens is just to make the playoff. Think about that. Oh, it's sad, man.
Yeah.
Why is the pride, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk about that. It's why I put
but
that.
But now in. I'm a Montreal fan.
You're a Montreal fan?
Well, because I live here.
Okay.
So let's, I want a wild parade.
So let's talk together, man. Let's talk about where you're from.
I'm from Lindsay, Ontario.
Okay. All your life?
Until I was 18.
So it's a small town?
Very small town.
Is it a
town? A lot of dairy folk. Some beefers. It's a lot of agriculture.
Okay.
Some sheep farmers.
Do you have cable?
I didn't know. I had a big antenna.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'd have to go change it.
No.
In a storm.
No.
Oh, yeah. And it was high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Life was great at the time, eh?
Yeah. On a farm, they don't value the children as much. They're more like...
They value the cow?
They're like, it's an ox with a brain. That's about it.
So you have two brothers, you said, huh?
Two brothers, two sisters.
Two brothers, two sisters. Wow, yeah. I have three sisters. So you're from a big family. Where you are in the lineup?
I'm the youngest.
It's why you need attention, huh?
It's always... Comedians are always the youngest.
Yeah. Mm. Me, I'm first.
Oh, really?
But because I have three sisters, I was like nobody... You know, when I was the first, I arrived, right, so, right. Oh, yeah, we have a... Yeah. But after that, a beautiful girl arrived, another beautiful girl. So I was like, I'm here.
Yeah, right,
now
right.
We don't care.
Right.
We have the new one.
Right.
Yes, but I'm here. No, we have a new one, you know. And the last one was the favorite of my parents. The last one. Yeah. So they never told you, but you know.
Right, of course.
You know, they think we're stupid when you're
right.
young. We're not stupid.
Exactly.
We see more than when you start to be an adult. When you start to be an adult, you start to be
brainwashed. Yes. I often am zoning out all the time.
Exactly. So when did you know you have to do a joke so people can say, oh, he's there in the family?
Well, the whole family's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's funny. So... And all my cousins, I've come with like a lot of cousins, aunts, uncles, they're all funny. So it's kind of a way to get to, it's like you can cut off an adult if what you're going to say is funnier than what they just said. Then it would make it okay. So it's a way to be able to get heard, period, at least if you're funny, you could convey something.
So you did not use the joke to put your place in the family. What did you do? What did you do? If everybody's funny.
Oh, you try to be funnier. That's what I mean.
Like in the real in the reality of comedy.
Of course, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you live in a small town. You said until 18 years old.
The kitchen was like a green room.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. When you eat, the show is there.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you talk when you eat at the table? Because
no,
some family they said we don't talk, we eat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Religious?
Oh, yeah.
No, you can talk.
Oh, yeah, I had to go to church all the time. So
yeah,
I hated it.
Yeah, me too, man.
Had to be an altar boy too. Nothing happened.
A what?
Altar boy.
This is the guy beside the priest.
Yeah, the young fella.
Oh my God, the guy was gonna get raped.
Yes. The guy I was with was all right. A couple weird looks, but
me. I always said to my father, "Why is this guy's déguisé?"
The gown.
Like Halloween.
Oh yeah, like a ghost kind of.
Déguisé, this guy when you got. Costume.
Yeah.
I always thought why you have a costume, you know? And my father was like, shh, you know what I mean?
Right.
I said that to him, to
right.
the
priest.
Because he was so serious and he put like a scarf like that.
Yeah.
Like, and I was so scared. Me, I already knew something was wrong.
Right.
You?
Oh, yeah. I was never a huge fan.
No?
And I, like, I remember because I'd have to go, like, they'd make me go when I was in high school too. But I would go get drunk in a field somewhere.
How old are you?
Oh, like 14, 15, 16.
Well, yeah.
In rural areas, you start drinking.
You
pretty much go from the first time Halloween's not fun. You're now you drink.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick transition.
My first drink, I drink a 26 in.
26? Wow, that's great.
Of,
your brain fully
whiskey,
developed.
Of whiskey.
Oh, yeah?
I was so sick.
Oh, you drank a 26 whiskey.
Yeah.
Not at 26.
Not at 26.
Oh,
no, I
have
15 years old.
Oh, yeah. Big difference.
Did you start with beer? What did you start?
Oh, yeah. You get whatever you can. Right?
Because you have older brother, right?
Yeah.
And they are bad influence for
then
you.
Then you put a little a little water in the whiskey, you know?
Okay.
You pour a little out and you put a little water in and bring it back.
So the parents don't know.
Right. And then they put it in the freezer and it freezes. And then you get your ass whipped.
Wow.
Yeah.
So...
Not too much water.
So did you see a lot of comedy? Because you said your family is funny.
Yeah.
So it's sure you watch television. Some funny stuff.
Well, like I said, we only had the antenna, so we only got like four channels.
So,
but I watched Seinfeld, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's mostly what I grew up
with. With the antenna, you can see Seinfeld.
Sometimes you had to get up and move it.
And
someone would be down watching yelling, And you're up there moving.
No,
no.
Do you talk about that in your show?
No.
You should.
I should.
Funny, man.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize where we're from. They don't.
Right.
They don't care about internet, Google. You know.
Right.
Cable. Everything is free now. You can watch everything. You can listen. Everybody's boring. At the time, it was a project to watch something.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I remember my father, when he rent a big machine. I said, what is that? He said, you put a cassette inside, and we're going to watch a big shark eat people. He said, no.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was the new era.
Right.
And you put the cassette. Remember?
Yeah.
The big machine.
Yeah, it sounded worse than Jaws.
Yeah, and we saw Jaws. It was like no PG-13. No.
Right,
I was
right.
6 years old when I saw Jaws, man.
God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody knew at the time, you know. And it was like for me, it's one of my best souvenirs, you know. You is it when you the antenna?
Yeah. You definitely appreciate everything more when it's like less available, you know.
Now everything we take for granted. So. Family's funny, Jerry Seinfeld, but at the time, did you think you could do that too?
I was like, when he'd be doing his bits, like, you know, in the early episodes that he would do bits in between, whatever, and I would watch and be like, that's the first guy, like, I thinks like me, because, you know, like, or obviously, I think like him, I guess, but
yeah,
don't because get too ahead of yourself.
He's born before you.
But
so you're an observation guy in comedy. You like to do
not even. It was less about the observation, more about the like, who gives a shit about any of this, you know? Like that, it was more that. It was like kind of like, you know, when you're in school and you have to do school assemblies and stuff, and it always, everything just felt like a crock.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So it was sort of like, I feel like when I heard his voice, I was like, I also feel that way.
Okay. But it's in your head. It's in the back, though. You don't say... front of your parent, I'm him.
No.
I'm going to be him.
No.
You did you tell your parents you want to do that when you're young?
Well,
it's always a big dream. Like,
no, we did, like, when we were kids, we would do sketches and stuff like that. Like, me and my friends would do that. So we always kind of had that. We loved dressing up as ladies. That was, like, I don't know.
Want to talk about that?
I don't know if... we did it kind of as a joke, but...
Yeah.
But... that was a lot of fun. Now I don't know. It's a whole new thing. But like...
So for you, the SNL...
SNL, oh yeah.
It was
loved
amazing
it.
For you, huh?
Yeah.
Because it's sketch.
Loved it. Yeah, I loved
spontaneous,
it.
Spontaneous, it's live.
And we would get like the old... the VHSs of like Best Eddie Murphy or like Best Adam Sandler or all those ones, Best Mike Myers.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, oh, I loved it.
So...
Because they were like rock stars. That was the
I
thing.
Know, I
they
know,
like,
I know. It, you're right. It was rock SNL. It was the Legion was there.
Yeah.
After that, when they start to be an actor, it was like okay.
Yeah.
But the I don't know. You're right. It's like if Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, you know, all this kind of guy.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
Chevy
Chase.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They it was like. If you want to be a star, you have to go at the SNL. You
right,
know what
yeah.
I mean? I don't know if it's like that anymore.
We don't have that as much.
No.
What do you call it? The, like, you know, getting anointed. Like, it's official. Like, you know, back in the day, if you're a comic, Johnny Carson, or if you're a sketch guy.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really have those, like, gold standard labels anymore. That you, I mean, obviously it doesn't hurt to be on Saturday Night Live now. But, but it's... I don't know. Like, because I always grew up wanting to be on the show. And now when I watch it, I'm like, I don't want to be on that.
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
When I start to learn English, I start to rewatch everything. So I watch 2000, one of the best year, 2013, 14, 15 was great. With what is her? Christine, she's an actress now. Blonde hair.
Yeah.
Christine, did she put some small ends and she do a personage? Do you remember that?
I don't know.
It was so annoying. Oh, you know the movie?
Christina Wiig?
Wiig. She's amazing.
Yeah.
The year of when she was there, the cast was amazing.
Right.
But you're right. Nobody care anymore.
Yeah.
It's and it's same thing with when somebody go to the Tonight Show do a spot. Nobody care anymore.
Well, there's like 50,000 Tonight Show guys.
It's yeah, but so it's not. Many. It's not a mistake.
Some of them you don't even know. You know, you ever hear about this guy James Corden?
No.
Exactly. Okay. But he's got a Tonight Show, okay. Right? And I don't even know where the guy came from. I'm sure, he's a nice fellow, but
like, yeah. So, how long did you take before to realize your life's going to be in the world of comedy?
I wanted to do it forever, but like many a
folk, high school.
Oh yeah, well I did. The first time I ever did it was in elementary school.
Okay.
I was in grade 7 for the talent show.
Okay.
And I did a whole bit. I don't know where the tape is now. I'd love to get this tape, but I think it's like lost. But I did like maybe like 5 or 7 minutes on getting phone calls home from the principal and like getting in shit with your parents and like the whole night when you go home because you know the school's gonna call, but you don't want to tell your parents because maybe they won't, even though they always do. And then the reaction, and then my parents playing Scrabble, you know, the board game Scrabble?
Yeah.
Them fighting about whether something's a word or not. Killed. Should have seen these 13-year-olds. They uncrossed their legs. They were laughing so hard.
So you're not the shy boy at school at the time?
No. I'm more of like a shit disorder.
Are you a bully? Do you bullying people? A
little bit.
Yeah. Tell me you're honest.
Well, a little bit. Yeah, no, I feel bad. One time I was in a bar and
and
I see a guy and I'm like,
no.
Because here's the thing though, you don't remember you're shitty. Real, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you don't remember who you make people cry.
Right. I'm in this bar and I see this guy.
You saw McFly?
Yeah.
McFly?
Hey, no. What?
Back to the Future.
Oh, Back to the Future, yeah.
You know, he's always bullying by a group of guys like you.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the film. I won't speak
you
to
never
that.
Saw Back to the Future?
I get the idea.
Wow, you have to watch this, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, the car and the kooky looking guy.
Yeah.
But I see this guy, and I'm like, hey, how's it going, Peggy? Which, it wasn't even his name, it was a man. I called him Peggy. Well, we all did. I don't know who started it. But I'm like, hey, Peggy, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. And we're chatting for like 20 minutes, having a great time, asking him what he's doing next. We're out of high school for like a couple years at this point. And then when I leave, he's like, hey, Quinn, great to have a real conversation with you for once. You know? I was like, oh. I probably only ever was
a dick
to that guy.
The eggs you throw in his face.
Oh, not that I didn't throw eggs in his face.
He was nice with you.
Yeah, he was.
You could say, don't talk to me,
yeah,
man.
No, he's a bigger man than I.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. He could kick your ass.
Oh, no, I meant metaphorically. Oh, I'd kick the shit out of him. I did it a million times. No, I'm just kidding. My last fight, I was like 15. I got beat up and realized I suck at it.
So now you're like kind. Did you change your life, your lifestyle? Or it's just like you said... Sometimes you're bullying people, but you're not, it's not you, it's just because
Yeah, well,
it's
everybody's
school.
Like...
Because you get bullying, too.
Everyone gets bullied.
Exactly.
Everyone's both a bully and not a bully.
Yeah.
Like, even within a group that's friends, that's getting bullied.
Yeah.
Like, even within
exactly.
They're bullying on one of the kids,
right.
You know? Marcia, you're not nerdy enough. You know what I mean? Get in there. But
So you did a number in front of like what 30
kids? Oh, that was the whole elementary school. That was the whole kindergartners losing it. Oh yeah.
Oh, so you are
one kid pissed his pants.
No,
straight
so
up.
So you're the star.
Five. Hmm?
After that, you're the star. Everybody recognized you
briefly.
Like the funny guy.
I was in grade 7. It went away by grade 7. Still, you know, it doesn't last forever. Fame that comes and goes, even as children.
Oh, so it was the last year.
Oh no!
Of the elementary school.
Oh, I was in grade 7.
So grade 7. What is grade 7? It's
13. Then there's grade 8. Oh, in Ontario, you go to grade 8.
Ah,
it's high school.
Okay.
We don't do the
here. It's 6.
Yeah.
And after that, it's high school.
Yeah.
So you at 7, 8.
Different. What?
So you at 7, 8. And after high school.
And then 9 to 12.
Okay.
It's high school.
So how was the high school? Is it something you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it and hated it, you know, like as every...
Because me, I always knew I wanted to be a comedian.
Yeah.
So for me, the high school was long.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I learned anything.
Oh, yeah,
you know
it was
I mean?
Long. Oh, for me,
the mathematics,
too.
I
know,
history.
Because they
I don't care.
Say,
I want to be a comedian.
I know.
So I tried to...
And they don't see it in you. They just think you're an idiot.
Exactly. They don't... It's. So I did everything I could, you know, to... so the time can... pass fast, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I did, you know, hypnosis. Every year they have a guy who do a show, and you have to go on stage and you put your arm like that. If you can move it, they're gonna hypnotize you and you're gonna do a, you know,
yeah, become a chicken,
anything, you know. And I said, ah, bam, like, I don't care if it doesn't work, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going there.
Right.
So everybody started to do that, and I was like, yeah. So I went on, and this was my way to be who I am now.
Yeah.
Because at that time, nothing, you know, yeah. nothing to show to the people you're stupid, you know.
Right.
Like
right.
you know, yeah, you're yeah. a moron, but everybody laughed. Yeah. Yeah. See. So. He knew that the hypnotizer, he knew,
right.
like we're on the same page.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's true.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
but
so when did you get into comedy?
The last year of the high school, but he came every year.
Right.
So high school 3, 4, 5.
Yeah,
I was hypnotized every year.
Really?
And I killed, and I stole the show.
And so you're not actually hypnotized. You're pretending.
No. Right? I was not.
Of course.
I was not.
So okay. It doesn't work.
I don't know if it's work or not. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I don't believe you can say you're a chicken and you know, I don't believe that. You know what I believe?
It works on dummies?
No. I believe that it's the complicity. Like, right. okay.
You want
to They're going to believe it.
Yeah.
So if everything I do, they're gonna believe. They will not believe it was me. They're gonna believe I was hypnotized. Let's do it.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
I use that.
Yeah, yeah.
I use that opportunity for me to express myself for every year for the, and the last year I did a stand up with regular, Reader's yeah. Digest joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
You know Reader's Digest joke?
Yeah, yeah.
Shitty
of course,
shit
yeah. I got jokes out of that.
I practiced. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I kill.
Yeah,
I still have that on the cassette.
Nice.
And it's still good.
Yeah. It aged well.
Huh?
It aged well.
I will never do that again because first it's not my joke.
Yeah.
But my point is, I think more you're naive, more you're gonna succeed in comedy. Because if you start too late. Like I talk with guys who start at 30 years old. Mm. It's not easy because the ego is so strong.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
To go to bomb an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right.
Because when you start comedy, like you, though, I'm yeah. sure you're the cocky, though, like, I'm fucking funny, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what I mean? Because when you start comedy, you think you're somebody, you have nothing. But I'm a comedian. Now, how long you do comedy?
About 2 years. Cause I just did the one
2 years.
Talent show, yeah.
No, you did.
And
more.
I never did it again.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw you on stage. It's impossible. It's only 2 years.
No, I started when I was 25.
Exactly. Why? Oh, you said 12 right years.
No. Like I did it in grade 7, and then I didn't do it again until I was 25.
This is funny.
And yeah, how old are you? Eh? Stupid. I wish I was.
And you're 27.
I'm 28.
So 3 years?
Yeah, I guess 3 years, sorry. 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw you on stage.
Yeah.
You don't look like a 2 years comedian.
Well, because I'm doing it all the time. Like, I'm joking with everybody.
Who cares? Who cares, man? So you're very good.
Thank you.
For 2 years?
Like, it's 3.
Back, man. Yeah, 3.
3,
So you, okay. Why
I don't know. It's the dumbest thing I ever did because I always knew I wanted to do it and I didn't get around to it. And
You kill. Everybody said,
yeah, they all liked it.
And
yeah.
you said, okay.
Well, I think I was like, I guess I'll retire. That was great.
What did you do for all the time?
Well, the talent show was only one day a year, so then.
No, but after you win, though. You win the
No, I didn't win. No,
I mean,
you win on those jokes.
You went the last the time you stopped.
Oh yeah.
After the show.
Yeah.
Why you stopped?
I don't know.
What did you do after that?
Nothing. Well, then I discovered booze, and that's a real problem because once you discover that, like, it's kind of around the same time.
Okay.
Because we all just wanted to get drunk all the time. Me and my friends.
And you, it's true because it's like what 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This age though. You always think you have time in life.
I know. And you really should have learned the guitar or something.
And you wake up and say, fuck, I lost 5 years of my life. Yeah. And
don't even remember it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not even like you. They're like, ah, but the memories.
Wow.
But,
So, okay, let's go there, though. So, who said to you, you're funny, you should do comedy? Is it yourself or somebody else?
Well, I moved here from Vancouver about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, so you're in a small town at the time?
No, I was in Vancouver before.
No, but there's a small town with the antenna.
Yeah.
After that, you moved to Vancouver?
Yeah, I've been in a bunch of places. Okay. I moved to the East Coast for a while, the West Coast.
Okay. But, to find yourself?
Yes. So
did you find yourself?
I think so. For now.
I went to Vancouver with my Toms, you know.
Yeah. What is that? Me too. Hitchhiking. Yeah. Sur le pouce.
Peanut butter. Right. Pack sack.
Oh yeah.
Let's go find who you are.
Yeah.
20 years old, I did that.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. I pick up cherry in the tree.
Yeah, Okanagan or what?
Yeah. Man, maybe no, because I'm too old. I'm too old for. And I did that, 1994, when the Rangers win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they beat Vancouver. Was in the final at the same time.
Did they ride?
And man, the city is destroyed. Man, they destroyed the city.
They did
because they lost. Vancouver lost.
They should have known this time. The next time.
Huh?
Because they destroyed it the last time there, like a couple years ago. Remember?
2010.
Yeah.
They lost again.
Oh man.
They lost with who?
God, I wish I was there. I'd love to see Vancouver's get excited.
Yes.
Crazy.
It's so boring.
Must be wild. Right?
I know. Oh my God. Yes, sir. Is it the last time?
Oh, tomorrow,
okay, because she's pregnant, and she looked at beautiful coffee body. Merci. Make some noise, body.
Oh, yeah.
For the Peroni, the service. This is great. Do you like this place?
Yeah, I don't usually clap after someone brings the food.
No, but it's the concept.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to start doing that. You don't like to do that? Like you did.
Wow.
Where's the kid and the antenna, tabarnak, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let's. Who cares if nobody claps?
I'm for her, right?
Because Peroni gave me the opportunity to do my podcast here.
Right.
And they have the best show in Montreal.
Oh, really?
You think? You forget your show, man.
Oh, outside of mine?
Forget your
show.
Yeah. Did you play there?
I played there.
So shout out to Sid and Ali. So do you like this place?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
No, maybe I know you have a great show. We're going to talk about that every Friday. For the last, 2 years?
A little over 2 years, yeah.
So you start comedy, and you start with your room at the same time?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not stressed?
Well, it's the only way to get stage time.
I know, but you know, it's amazing. Nobody do that. It's too big. It's already tough to be funny. Imagine if you have to book your host every week.
No, I didn't in the beginning, but I do now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have for a long time, yeah.
Okay, so Vancouver. Come back here.
Oh yeah, so I was watching stand-up with my cousin Sean one time. He lives with me, still works on the show there. And I was like, we were watching a bunch of comics. I always watch stand-up all the time. And I was like critiquing it. I think I was just having a bitchy morning. I was critiquing this, like, everything about this guy. And then Sean was like, well, you sure know how to talk about it. You know, like, are you gonna do it? Like,
yeah.
If you're gonna have such a strong opinion about other comics. So it was one of those moments where you're kind of like, fuck, I have to do it.
Really?
Yeah. So I went down.
The ego said, yeah, you're right, man.
Well, no. Then I was like, oh, I went down one time and I think I went to McLean's and the show ended.
Whoa. Is it the first show?
Yeah.
Okay, first show ever, it's at McLean?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long did you wait? Okay, you have the discussion together.
Yeah.
He said, if you can't critique, why you don't try?
Yeah.
And you said, yeah.
So then I went down.
How long did you wait?
Well, I went a week or two later.
Okay.
I went down. It was already over, so I couldn't get on. Then I didn't for... then another couple months went by. Then I worked for Carlos and Pepe's. You know, that's a Mexican restaurant.
Okay. They have open mic there?
No. I just worked there as a busboy running dishes around. And I worked there for a couple weeks, one of which was Grand Prix weekend. So you're busting your hiney running around for all these rich knobs. And anyways, after 2 weeks, I didn't get paid. And then I'm like, they're like, oh, well, we're just giving you the classic. Yeah, I've been burned by a lot of these cats, you know? So they're like, oh, well, you know, like, money's tight for us, too. And da da da. You're like, yeah, just give me the money. And then I'm like, I'm not working anymore until you pay me whatever. Then they're like, oh, fuck you, da 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 da. We get in this big argument. And then I call the guy on the phone. I get really worked up, you know? I'm like watching scenes from Goodfellas and shit. I'm like, listen, you cocksucker, you know? I'm like, I'm gonna come down there, but I have my fucking money. I'm gonna start flipping tables right at the lunch rush. And I hung up the phone.
Wow.
And then I was like, and I'm running down, and I'm trying to go, I'm not gonna do any of that, right? Of course.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
You want, but, so this is the busboy character.
Like. Yeah, it's like I'm a Joe Pesci busboy.
Yeah, he owed you 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I go down there and I'm like fuming mad, yeah. And the guy goes, "Nice shirt." That's what he says.
What shirt it was?
It was a nice shirt. But I'm like, I know it's a nice shirt. I'm not down here to discuss fashion with you. And then he's like, we just had a stare off for like, 10 seconds or so. And then he like looked over this other guy, his muscle. He's like, just gives him a nod. And the guy just handed me a check for the 2 weeks. Then I felt great, And I'm like, oh, I can do anything. And then I walked down the street and it was like, McLean's open mic tonight. Come sign up. So I went and signed up. And
you know what the funny part? So you went to the bank.
Yeah.
You put the check and he rebounded.
Oh, yeah. No, it didn't bounce.
No?
No.
But imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a check.
Oh, yeah. I'd be bouncing.
He could fuck you like that.
It was weird, too, because when he handed it to me, I heard a little... I was like, what's that? He's like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
You're funny, buddy.
Thank you.
Tabarnak, you should be a comedian, man. Yeah. But this is funny, too, man. You know what I mean? Because... This life experience, are you a life experience? Do you like to talk about what you live in your life?
Yeah,
or it's always something, in general?
It's usually like based on...
On your personal story.
Yeah. It's not like,
you don't talk about Trump.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Who does?
A lot of people. So you take the check, you're on fire.
Right.
You went to McLean.
Yeah.
Because it's time, look.
Yeah.
Because you're on
yes.
fire.
Yes. Strike
the day after, it's too late.
Right.
So you went to McLean?
Yeah.
You signed, it's first time, first arrive, first
time? Yeah, I was one of the first guys, yeah.
So, okay, do you remember who hosted at the time? 3 years ago?
I don't remember.
Do you remember how you feel?
I felt great, and I had a pretty good set.
No, you're too fast, buddy.
This.
I want to know everything, like everything, tac, okay.
Yes.
Did you take a beer? Did you drink before?
Probably.
Oh, so you don't remember?
Oh, I wasn't drunk. But I mean,
no, but you take you.
Yeah, but now I don't. Maybe I'll have a beer before, but
okay.
Not really anymore.
So you said I feel great. So you felt great. Of the day was amazing for you. You fight.
Yeah,
you get
yeah,
the
yeah.
Check,
it was great.
You arrive at McLean. CM Pump.
Yeah.
So, do you remember where you were in the lineup?
I was. I don't know. In the middle somewhere. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay. You know.
Yeah.
So why is always true?
Always what?
Why you forgot? Why you don't remember?
I don't know, man. It was 3 years ago.
3 years? People can remember 10 years, 20 years ago. Because it's your first show.
Right, yeah. Well, I remember. I don't know where I was in line. But what other questions? I have other memories.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to go there.
I was wearing a blue shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this, you remember that.
Yeah.
The beautiful shirt.
No.
Because the guy said, you beautiful shirt.
Yeah, not that one. Different. I was
oh, you changed
sweater.
It?
Yeah, I took the sweater.
Okay.
Hot.
So you remember blue suit? You don't remember the house? You don't remember where you are in the... So when he say your name and you go on stage, do you remember the feeling?
Yeah, I was nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was nervous for the first minute or so. And still is like that, like, until you get the... You know when you get the first laugh, then you're okay.
So did you took the mic or you stay like that?
No, I took the mic.
Took the mic?
Because I think that you can sort of rely on, you can fake it for a little bit, And one of the ways to do that, I feel like, is body language. You still got to be good at it because you see some guys like trying to act bravado.
A lot of comics in 2019, I said, whoa, this guy's good. He has a good attitude until he talks. I said, okay, no.
But I mean, that'll buy
you. Like you, man. I saw you at the Ethnic show.
Yeah.
I said, this guy is 10 year easy a comedian. And you told me, no, I'm new. I said, that's not like you knew. Imagine you in 10 years, you're gonna destroy because you're already good.
Thanks.
No, mate, it's true. Do you understand what I said?
Yeah.
Do you,
I hope so.
No, but do you believe it?
Yeah, I think if I stay
forget
out.
Forget the camera. I don't care.
Yeah.
When I saw you at the Ethnic show, remember what I said to you?
Yeah, yeah.
No camera, though.
No, I don't.
You remember? No, you don't remember. I said, great set, body.
Yeah, I remember the body.
It's the stress. It's important, I think, all the time because it's why we do that.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was easy, because I always you. So you went on stage, you're stressed, but then McLean, it's always empty.
Yeah, you get a couple tables.
Yeah. So at the at your
couple
night,
tables. I like
table.
Maybe 2-3 tables.
Okay, good. So where's the joke? Where did you find the joke?
Well, I did a joke.
Did you talk about your day?
My first bit was about having, it was a dick joke, it's about having a small penis, and a total joke, but But
everybody starts somewhere, man.
Oh yeah,
you know,
and
so.
Ends somewhere. But
yes.
But anyways, so I had this joke about like, oh, you know, I have a small dick, you know, and I frowned out when I went to the local aquatorium, you know, and it's like a rough morning because I was 10 years old and I look around and I'm like, holy, life's going to be hard for me,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, in the change room, it's always like the guy with the giant cock. He always is the last guy to put his pants back on. I don't know if you ever noticed, but they're always the last guy.
Man,
they're lecturing, like got one leg up on the bench.
They're like that.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you do yesterday?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you put your clothes, tabarnak? It's always like that.
Yeah.
Me, I'm looking in the corner like, fuck.
Yeah. Like maybe if I hide it from them, they'll think it's
Yeah. Yeah.
So why do I care what a fellow like I don't even know things? But
so you did well at the time.
Yeah, I got a couple laughs.
And then your feeling.
Yeah, no, it felt great. But then after, proceeded to bomb.
No. Stay there. Stay with me.
Okay.
It's your podcast, man.
Sorry.
Because last time you kill, you retired.
Right.
Now you kill.
Yeah. So I think I'm Mike Tyson.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I go back. I think the next one was
So you get out of the stage.
Yeah.
Everybody say, hey, great job.
No.
Nobody talk to you?
Are you remember joining comedy? It's not like everyone's like, oh my God, new guy. What can we do to help?
No. In French, we do.
No.
In French, yeah,
oh,
it's more French.
Yeah, we do.
But
I understand it. It's just like, I get the mentality now, especially being in a couple of years. Like, when new people come around, you it's not like you're not mad about it, but you also, as long as they're funny, you're like, okay, cool, great, a new funny person. But when it's a new person, they're not funny, then everyone's like, now we gotta fucking deal with this guy at every show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's all they were thinking about me when I was in the beginning. But over time, the same guys who were kind of cold eventually are like, very fun, you know, your friends.
Yeah. So nobody talked to you up?
Not in the beginning.
So do you feel you feel superstar when you're at your stage? You feel Mike Tyson, huh?
Yeah.
So did you stay there, drink with try to find make
friends? Yeah, I remember like then I went to Comedy Works.
The same night?
No, like maybe the same week.
Oh, it's the day after open mic
because
Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
So you go there.
Then I bombed.
Okay,
and then
so let's go there. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember the host?
No.
You don't remember anything.
No.
It's always fluke. It's always vague.
Yes.
Okay. So, but you remember your bomb?
Oh yeah.
So you know what I mean? So you go on stage, Mike Tyson, I'm hot,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
And you start to do the same dick joke.
I did that one, and I had a new one. I think I had a new bit too.
And when do you realize, oh fuck, doesn't work?
Oh, pretty much right away. Like a minute in, when you don't get the first laugh, then you got like five more minutes to do.
So how did you respond? Remember?
I just remember thinking, well, the same way I do now, which is like, don't give in to it too much, you know? Like, it's hard to stay super positive, but like, because you know when someone bombs and then they know they're bombing, and then everyone knows they know they're bombing, and then the whole thing is just like, oh,
and the 5 minutes is long, eh?
Yeah, so at least I feel like you just try to keep your composure, like, you know, you can address that, it's not. You could even just a quick like, oh no, all right, you know, whatever, like something. So they kind of know you're with it, but.
But you didn't think about like that at the time.
Oh yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So you bomb, you know, it's all right. I know I bomb.
Inside, I'm dying.
Yeah.
But the exterior, no.
Like a lot of people do, huh?
You can't do that.
So you just say your stuff.
Like, they'll pounce.
Yeah. Wow, man, you know that.
Yeah, of course, you see it in their eyes.
Wow.
They're happy. They're happy with it to go either way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they want it to go well, but if it doesn't, they might enjoy that as well.
So you go back, you bomb, get out of the stage, remember what is your thought?
Well, then I'm doing the same thing where I'm hanging around and everyone's kind of in a circle and you're like just outside the circle and you're like kind of... like a backseat guy kind of bringing your head up and like, hey guys, I'm on the trip.
Yeah.
I'm on the trip too. But all that kind of stuff for me anyway, it's just like fodder, you know, you're like, you're just kind of like, it motivates you, you know? Because it wasn't like, oh fuck these guys, but I was like, I'll get you to like me eventually. Or like, you'll have to. Yeah, at a certain point, you won't be able to not deny me anymore, you know?
Exactly. That's my point of, so nobody encouraged you.
Oh, like as they went along, for sure, people would say.
Remember the first one who encouraged you?
Maybe John St. Goddard.
Okay. Shout out to John.
John. Remember ABBA, Atlas? Said some nice things about me. Or to me, I should say.
So now you bomb, you continue to go there to bomb.
Yeah.
And when did you realize, like, okay, I should start my own coming night? Because
in the first month or so, because it's hard to get on other shows, and mm-hmm. I kind of knew too, like those open mics, like, you know, they are good for
it's
working.
Click.
Yeah, and also like the open mic shows are good for just trying out something new, and like what else are you gonna do on a Sunday night, you know, if you can. But it's also like not a good room for, you know, not necessarily a great room, you know, because it's like the room's mostly comics and
yes.
they're all chatting and whatever.
It's not a very a good room if you want to know if your joke are funny,
right?
But it's a good room to practice other
just
muscle,
saying it, just saying it, being on stage, yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
So, but let's talk about your room. It's every Friday, Art Loft.
Yes,
it's in a loft.
It's in a loft.
You have to remove your shoes
in the wintertime.
Okay, in winter time. Okay.
Summertime, you
can. I said tab, and no shoes. I will feel weird. You know what I mean? So, is it your place? No, you're right. Is it your place?
Yeah,
you live there.
Yeah.
So it's your
me and four other gentlemen.
Other comic?
They're all pretty funny, but I'm the only comic.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you live in the loft before that, or
yeah.
you
yeah,
everything
there.
Arrived at the same time?
No, we were there for about 2 years before any of this madness okay. started. But that was always kind of the goal, was to put on events like at the loft and stuff. We didn't know exactly how to do it, but it was kind of like, there was a loose vision of that.
Okay.
Then with the stand-up thing, or once the show started, it was just kind of like, oh, okay, this is it. This is something we can do on a regular basis. Build on.
Okay, so you have four co-luck.
Yeah.
But they work with you with the show.
They're all working
they're all
on the
implicated.
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't know. I thought it was only you. Okay.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be able to do it on my
really?
Own.
Okay, so how many people can go there to see the show?
We could pack about 100 in, maybe.
Really?
Well, that's about max. Like, that
but
makes it difficult for the everyone.
And you don't have to complain. So it's a big laugh.
Yeah. Well, you've been there, no?
No, I never went there.
What?
Yeah.
You want a spot?
I would love.
Okay. No,
man, I never went there. Because the problem with your show, it's Friday.
Right.
So I always have corporate. I always work the...
Ooh. Here, I'll take your corporate. You can play my... How about that?
Trust me, man. It's another world.
Yeah.
Did you ever do corporate?
No, but I did one private gig recently.
Okay.
And that was kind of similar in the sense that you're like, you know, you're being paid... It was at a guy's house for a party and
okay,
whatever.
Okay.
And
but it's not a real corporate.
Not a corporate, but it was still like, it was the first time we could feel like, you know, if someone heckles or whatever, it's like these are friends
yeah.
of the guy.
Yeah.
It's paying us. And like, you just don't, it's just a little bit more gray. Whereas someone comes into a club, you're like,
yeah.
Say whatever I want.
Now he's in a house.
It was in a house.
But you're comfortable. It's like enough,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
How many times you have, like, you're proud?
Sorry?
How many times you have on stage you're proud to show the people? You know, it's a killer. You have 15 minutes, 10 minutes?
Me?
Yeah.
See, I'm like, I don't know, because I always do new stuff all the time.
Okay.
Which I know is a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I can't stop.
So you can't do the same joke every time?
I hate it. Like, I can do it for like a few weeks or a couple months. I can do like maybe a really strong bit. But even then, I'm like... I don't know. Yeah, I'm just more. I'm more interested in the risk of like maybe this is really funny, and I don't want to risk it for, or I don't. I'd rather risk it than just like okay, this gets a laugh. It's pretty good, but
okay. So you don't like to play, like you know, when you know it's funny, you know, it's okay. This is funny. It's like a diamond, but I have to shine the diamond,
yeah.
And you know,
but
until,
I know
until it's a killer.
I know you're supposed to do that though. So I'm not reckon. This is not my advice.
You're not there for now. For now, you just
yeah, yeah.
But do you remember? Do you wrote all your joke?
No, I don't write anything now.
So you forgot everything?
No, I remember it. Well, I shouldn't say I remember it all. Like I record it all.
Yeah.
I remember what works, but you know they're always saying you got to listen to your own stuff, and it's so hard. Like, because you realize what a retard you look like. You know what I mean? When you have to watch or listen to your
oh
set.
Oh my God,
it's terrible.
Painful.
It's so bad.
Man.
You're like, why did I think
and
that?
And you know what?
Funny?
Nothing's going to change no matter in 5, 10, 15 years. It's worse.
Oh, you're still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I record myself all the time and, you know, I can't watch myself. Sometimes I'm going to watch it because I said, this joke was a killer and now it's just a, oh. I said, what's happened? what I did wrong. So I go rewatch it. Yeah. Oh, okay. I made a pause here and I said this and I forgot. You know what I mean? But when I know the joke is a killer, I don't change it. And I do the same thing than you. I always try new joke. Yeah. But when it's killer, this is shit. This is good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you don't like to be comfortable on stage.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, because it feels like I always feel like they know, which I know is crazy. But I always, I always feel like they know.
Who, the comedian? Or?
No, the audience. That they know that it's a joke or that they've heard it before. I always feel like that, even though I know it's crazy. Wow. Sometimes I'll go to rooms where I know it's no one. It's not my room. It's not my crowd.
Nobody saw
it, yeah. Yeah, and I'm still just like, they're going to know this is an act.
No.
Yeah. So then I'll just try to pull out, like, yesterday I was on the metro and people are like, what? And you're like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And then you'll try to get back into some bits. You're like, fucking, who's got a small dick?
Yeah. No, I know and I don't know, but I know what you mean. The goal.
But I know it's wrong. Yeah. But that's the thing, because, like, I got a chance to play the store, comedy store in LA.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty wild, eh?
Yeah.
So that's where I ran into a huge wall, because it's like a very short set.
3 minutes.
The store.
Two minutes. The guy, piano guy, you get the fuck out.
Right. And that was like an existential crisis, because I was like, well, I can't go up and noodle around for fucking 3 minutes. You know what I mean? But then I was like, what do I pick? And then that was the first time I ever watched all my stuff. And I watched it all for like a week before I went, because I have tapes from all the block shows. So, which was brutal too, to watch it all at once. Like,
because
I was watching stuff for like a year.
For 3 minutes?
Well, I was trying to cherry pick the best. I was like, maybe that, I don't know.
Okay.
And,
So you find something?
Yeah, and it was a good exercise, because I've used like the three bits I did. I had to do a condensed version of them, or like shorten each bit to 1 minute. I was like, I'll just do through a little bit of everything, like category wise, and then.
It's fun you say that, because me, it's the reverse.
Oh yeah.
Me, I said I will not do 3 minutes of my stuff. First, I don't have enough time because I talk.
Yeah.
In 3 minutes, so I just arrived and said, hey, I made it, guys. Yeah. Made it. And I explained my story. You know, I learned English, and I'm here. I'm here at the store where Jim Carrey is bomb and work his ass off. And you know what I mean? And I just talk about life. It's 3 minutes.
So
I just
want to
enjoy, you know what I mean? Enjoy the process.
I had Chinese food the night before.
Oh, and you ate Chinese food. You didn't have the other show there.
No, okay. I just ate the popular dish, Chinese food.
No, I thought you said I did the show at Chinese food before.
No.
Okay.
But, and then I got fortune cookie, and I was like, I'll open this tomorrow night, right before the show. So I'm all weird and superstitious.
Whoa, I love that. I believe in that.
And then...
do you believe in that?
Sort of.
Okay, yeah.
You have to, right?
Like, come on, it's no BS with SB, man.
Oh, yeah, no BS.
So do you believe it in that, when you open the cookie and you read it?
If it's... I like the... If I like the fortune.
Yeah.
If it says, like, you're going to have a great night.
But it's never negative. It's never you're going to die tomorrow.
No. That'd be rough, eh? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They'd have fun in there writing those. But...
don't sleep with this or you're going to have herpes. I'm like, thanks.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So then I was like,
that's stupid. I won't wait till like an hour or two later. I was like, I'll just eat it because it's in my pocket. And then... it just said, have fun tonight.
Wow.
And I was so pissed that I didn't open it the night of, because I was all stressed out and shit. Yeah. And I was like, if I had to open it and I read that,
it would be a killer. Well, I mean, you could
have another... You must listen to your superstitions.
You could take another cookie and just open it. Nobody will...
A couple cookies.
You know what I mean?
Hancock and so Chinese cookie jar.
Did you enjoy?
No. It was just too much. I just put too much pressure on myself. And that was the thing. Like, you're right. Like, I should have taken your approach to just... I think it was also a little chapped, because I thought it was going to be more like the reverence of that the room exhumes later on in the night. Do you know what I mean? Because when we go to do that 3-minute show, it's like the lights are still coming in through the windows.
Yeah, exactly.
And like they're kind of setting up chairs.
Yeah.
And, again, the comics mostly crowd, or the crowd's mostly comics, and like it just felt like this isn't like. And then when you see it, like then as soon as the host is like taking the piss the whole time anyway, right? He's just like, all right, on to the real show now. As soon as we're done, and then like they close the blinds and they open it up, the doors up to the public, and it fills out. The piano player starts going, and like there's drinks flying around. And you're like, and the guys get up there, and it's like crazy, and it's the best comedy room you've ever been in. And you're like, oh, I wanted that. I thought it was going to be like that. When I went, not the fucking matinee show, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then also I was like, it was naive of me to think I was going to walk right into that.
Naive that the producer said, tabarnak, man. You made it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Bob, yeah. Take my card.
Exactly. You know, how about a movie deal?
No, man, it's naivety, but it's important to have that.
Yeah.
It's important to
be
big.
You don't want to get jaded.
It's important, you know? The show was nothing for me because it's like I can explain that, like if a girl in my room she's naked, I'm gonna say tabarnak, woo, she, you know what I mean? But right. The goal to be with her, it was to go to the bar, impress her, talk to her, you know, uh-huh. Go at my own.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Now she's naked. Okay.
And then you become a prude, and you're like, no.
I mean, no, but it's the journey to go there.
Sure. Yeah.
To fight to go there.
Yeah.
For me, it was not easy. To,
yeah.
For people, say it's nothing. No, for me, it's big. So yeah. When I was there, I was happy. But
yeah.
it's to dream about. I'm gonna be there someday
yeah.
with the girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
My Pamela Anderson, I don't know, the best girl, you know, the dream come true, the dream girl, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, it's impossible to have this girl, though. You know what I mean? She's there, she
right.
wants you.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
This feeling, I was like, I'm here.
Right.
I don't care, like, I know yeah. that nobody's gonna listen, like you said.
Yeah.
First, I two lady was at the front row,
yeah.
I was lucky. And the rest was like 60 comedians,
yeah.
like 20 on the show, and 40 are mad
yeah.
because they didn't have the spot. Because
yeah.
you know, you wait outside,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
it's a potluck.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, they call me Sebastian Bargain Pot. So Bargain Pot. They took my passport, man. Why you miss? Miss anyway, and I get bumped.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And but I didn't care. And when I went on stage, I have two ladies, and I have my girlfriend there, drink a Corona, and it was like, I'm here, man.
Yeah.
For me, I made it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true, and I think it's sort of like a problem with the comedian psyche is that we are very entitled. Like, we kind of have an attitude, you know, all of us, you know?
Yeah,
I think that's something I'm trying to, like, fight within myself, too. Because you do, it's quick. It's surprisingly quick that, you know, you, like, headline once, and then you're like, well, I'm a headliner now.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. Like, you know,
yeah,
you get
yeah,
paid
yeah.
once, and you're like, well, I only get the work for pay now.
You yeah, yeah. Are you a jealous guy?
No.
Are you competitive in comedy?
Well, I want to be funniest guy on the list.
Yeah,
sure,
but when you don't compare, you know? Then
no, because I know what I'm doing is okay. my own thing.
Exactly.
Like, so.
And another thing, you're new.
Yeah.
So you start to understand the process, like,
yeah.
oh, okay, it took years.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It took years.
That's what's exciting, though, about comedy.
Yeah.
It's like, you're like, I am curious to know what I'll sound like in 10 years.
Oh,
you know? Like, it'll be.
You're already amazing.
Thank you.
And imagine if you can just come, keep the best joke and working on,
yeah.
and continue, because me too, I hate to do the same joke again and again.
Yeah.
But if you want to pay your rent,
I know.
You have to kill in a corporate, you know, or a
yeah.
TV show.
You need
you have to be tight like that. But at the same time, it's why I'm always at McLean, Grumpy,
yeah.
Make It Ben, Small, you know, Blue Dog,
yeah.
to try new stuff. Because the best feeling for me, it's fun to kill with your best joke. But when you do a new joke, you're not sure, not confident, like, but I believe in it. And you go there and you do the joke and you kill?
Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world, man.
Right. Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, oh my God,
it's
this
a new
joke,
laugh.
This joke, yeah. yeah, this joke was on my desk two
yeah.
months.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. so it's fast. I love this because I love this job because it's impossible for me to say, you know what, I did everything, I'm done.
No, I know. That's
it's impossible, infinity.
And it's nice, I feel like, to have that burden finally, but it's like one particular singular burden you can put all your energy into. That's what's nice, because before it's like, you know, you're till you find that, I think, for anybody, not necessarily just comedians, but you know, you feel kind of like without an anchor a little bit, you know, you don't know what you want to do and you don't know what you're doing, putting your resource in, to is worthwhile, but now you kind of, that we're lucky enough to have it, to just be like, yes, I can put everything into this because...
Yeah. Oh, it's full-time,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
So your experience in Los Angeles, did you do just the Comedy Store?
Yeah,
or did you do,
yeah, I tried to get on another show we kind of stumbled upon, but okay. I didn't get on. But.
So what did you learn about this show for you?
Have fun, in a way.
Okay.
Because people like that. Like, you know, you mentioned Jim Carrey going up there and bombing.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I saw an interview where he said, like, you know, one night he got super stoned, he just went up and he was like, it was the genesis of like, how are you already then? You know, he didn't like give people time to respond. And then everyone started laughing. He's like, oh, they just want to see someone like not care so they can vicariously live through that,
yeah,
while they're with you, you know? And that's true. I mean, you see like a guy like Robin Williams too, and you're like, it's so amazing because you're just like, you know, you feel like you're living like through him. Like, it's,
you feel like he talk about what he think now.
Yeah, yeah,
but
exactly.
It's, everything is wrong.
Right, right.
Imagine.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. Pryor, any of those guys. Like,
yeah.
You watch Pryor, like, you know, run around the stage, and it's just like
Pryor, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
He didn't care because he knew like it's the process, and he's one of the guy, you know, George Carlin,
yeah,
you know, who opened the door for us, like, to on the door. Because you know what? Sometimes I do an open mic and I'm stressed because to bum, because it's an open mic, but don't bum because I give you $20. I said, fuck you, man. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to stress anybody because you give me $20.
Right, right.
It's an open mic. No, it's not an open mic. It's a book show.
Yeah.
Fuck you like, with your book show, man. You know
what's the difference? Pro, I'm a pro. It's like when a
pro
guy writes.
Pro show.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a pro comedian. What does that mean?
It's like my, the main, you know what I mean? My point is, every show, it's an open mic. Until you pay me properly, like, in like a corporate, like a comedy club.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? You know, it's an open mic. It's to practice joke.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and you just arrived from a big. Where are you from? Where you arrive? You did a show somewhere, because I want to book you last time.
Where?
You said I don't know. I don't know. You did a tour.
No.
You did not do it?
No,
I thought you went somewhere to do comedy somewhere else.
I went to Europe for a couple weeks.
Where?
Europe.
Yeah. Did you do comedy?
I didn't do shows there, no.
Oh, so you...
No, no,
for
was
not
strictly a vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
You never tried to find some place?
No, I didn't want to think about it.
Because you're tired?
I just wanted to... Well, I visited my mother 1 week, so I'm not getting into that with her, you know? But, and then I visited somebody else, a friend, and...
To relax.
Yeah.
But at the same time... You're a comedian, eh? So you're always a...
Yeah. Rotary. Well, sure, you're thinking stuff. Like, the flight was wild, so in my, as we're getting turbulence, I'm, like, getting bits, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you still, you have a funny exchange with a waiter, whatever it is. Like, yeah, no, of course, the mind reels.
Yeah.
But,
Do you have some joke now you're going to try about this trip?
Oh, I did, last Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
It was?
Well, I brought some weed over, I didn't mean to, but I brought some weed to Ireland with me. Like, I didn't know it was in my bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, damn, eh?
Really?
Oh.
This is the excuse you said to the guy?
No,
I didn't know he was in my bag.
I didn't know it was in my
bag.
My life is in shambles, Sebastian. But,
it's fun to remember my name.
But, Borgerpot?
Borgerpot.
Yeah. No.
Bungerpot.
Bungerpot. But, no, I got through the border fine. Because here's the thing, if you're trying to smuggle drugs, it's kind of a catch-22, but the best way to smuggle drugs internationally is to not know.
Wow.
You have.
Wow.
Because then when they're asking you questions, you're like, no, man, what are you coming to me for? Then
But they caught you.
No.
Okay.
No, I made it through, and then...
After that, you realize you have weed.
Well, my mom, like, one of her things is, like, she always tells me I stink. Like, every time she sees me, she's like, ah, God, I stink. No matter what's going on, I only see her 3 times a year, like,
shout out to your
Christmas.
Mother. She said that.
God, it's like so dramatic. But so she's like, we gotta wash all your clothes and everything. Go shower. She always makes me shower, you know? I mean, I did get off a plane and I was, you know, smelled like booze, but like, whatever. Long flight, red eye. So, anyways, like, she's like trying to wash everything. And then she finds the weed at the bottom of this bag and some, you know, one of those skateboarding backpacks.
It was like
that
what?
Made for that.
A 2.5?
Oh, yeah.
What, you remember?
3 grams, 4 grams, something like that.
Okay, party?
Oh, yeah. So she's like, what's that? She's freaking out. And I'm like 14 again. All of a sudden, I'm like, I'm the other side of the world. You know, I'm like, I didn't, and you don't get to say, like, oh, I just didn't know I had drugs on me.
No.
Like, that's not comforting for her. You know, it's not like she's like, oh, you're just an idiot. You know, I was like, oh, I didn't know I had drugs on me. And then she's like, we got to get rid of this. Meanwhile, we're in a cabin up in Northern Ireland. I'm like, well, we got it now. Like, let's smoke it. Like, we don't need to.
Yeah.
So they're not like, you know, they're not waiting for me to like put my hand on it. They're going to be like kicking the door.
Breeze. You know? So what, she destroyed the
weed? No. I smoked it and she didn't partake, obviously. But then I gave it to some young kids. local street kids.
Really?
Well, it's hard for them to get. I was. It's an island, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I kind of joked about that, and then the flight and stuff. So yeah, no, you get bits. Like, I suppose yes, I went there to gather material. I suppose, but I wasn't like trying to get on shows.
Right? Yeah. So what is next for you? Do you have some small, medium, big goal to motivate you to continue?
Well, the goal right now is to get a radio show going that we would broadcast out of the loft. That we would have, like, we'd feature comedians on it. And okay. It would be...
like a Tonight Show?
Well, we did one of those. We're going to do another one. That was where we, like, completely ripped off the late night formula. Except we brought it back, like, to the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Oh. Like, it was like the desk. We had the band. We had three guests, musical act at the end. But we did no fucking politics. Nothing like that. No, you know.
So what do you mean by radio?
Oh, well, just to finish the latest show, it was just great, and we'll do another one, but yeah, you should come out, because it's like watching Letterman in the 80s. Well, I'm Letterman.
Man, where are you going to put that on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah.
So cool. What is the channel on YouTube?
Late Night with Quinn McMorrow.
No way! Yeah. Late Night with Quinn.
YouTube channel's Quinn McMorrow. Go to all my vids up there. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment.
Yeah.
You know those fucking guys.
Yeah.
It's like when you go on YouTube and you're trying to look up a tutorial. Usually when you're looking up a tutorial, like, time is of the essence, you know?
Yeah.
Like the other day my aquarium's leaking, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to reseal it and stuff, you know? Neighbors downstairs complaining, water all in their apartment. Shambles, Sebastian. So I'm like...
So you do that every month, every week, the show?
The late night? Oh, yeah, no, we just did the one so far, but we're going to do another one probably in October.
So why you don't do that every week? It's too
tough?
Well,
it's a lot. And okay. With that one, too, it's hard to coordinate because we have a band as well.
Okay.
And they're pretty good, so they're booked.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown as well. It's kind of when we can get them and when they're free and stuff.
And I want to see the result. I'm pumped to see that. How long do the show?
The show is about an hour and 40 minutes.
Whoa.
But we cut it down to about 25 minutes for the YouTube. Just to,
okay, you,
it's not the same if you're not there, you know, in the room. So
yeah. To keep it. So this is your goal, to continue to do the Tonight Show, continue to do your show?
Yeah, and the radio show as well.
What is the radio show?
So the radio show is going to be me, my cousin Sean, my roommate Alex, my husband Kian. We all live together, and Kian's going to do the music. Me, Sean, and Alex will be on the mics. Then we're going to have another mic for a guest. We're going to do a few different guests. We're going to have a comedian come on, talk much like
yourself.
We're going to have a small business owner come on, talk about, like, a local business owner, talk about their business, whatever. Like, I'm thinking there's a guy across the deck, singing guy. It's pretty cool.
But what is a radio show? Where's going to be the radio?
Oh, well, that's the thing, eh? We're just putting it on YouTube and shit.
Okay.
But we call it radio because it sounds better.
Okay, so what is the name of this show?
Art Loft Radio.
Art Loft Radio.
Yeah.
And the Tonight Show with you.
The Late Night Show.
The Late Show, okay. Yeah. So this is two projects you have.
Yeah.
Plus the...
And I'm doing the underground boxing stand-up show.
Underground?
There's an underdog boxing gym.
Okay.
And we do a monthly show there.
Inside the ring?
Yeah, the comedians are in the ring.
No way!
Yeah.
And it's like a roast show?
No, it's like regular stand-up.
Wow!
Yeah.
So you have a lot of projects.
Yeah, a lot on the
plus game. you play everywhere.
Yeah.
So you're on fire, man.
Whoa.
Huh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're not a guy like waiting for the phone.
No, you can't. And that's the same for every. I always like is, you know, when you book a show, everybody's friggin' at your throat, being like, I don't get booked enough, or you book this guy more. And I tell everyone, I'm like, just start a show.
Yeah,
just start one, and like it's great. It'll be good for me too. Then I get on to go on your show.
Exactly.
And you'll get stage time.
Make friends.
Yeah, and also have a friggin' day job if you're an open mic or comic or whatever.
Yeah,
have a day job.
Yeah,
it'll make your sets better. Because when you're at work, you're like, this sucks. I don't want to do this.
Exactly.
You know, like so, and don't live with your parents. There's a lot of comics. You're like, what are you, 30, living with your parents, no job, and you wonder why you're not funny?
Wow.
Life's a little too easy.
Yeah. The gym, I think it's a great concept.
Oh, yeah,
for the Zoo Fest.
Oh yeah, well that's what we were thinking. Maybe we'll keep it going.
Is it something you think all the time, just for laugh?
Is it something you would like? Oh sure, I would.
Because the concept of gym comedy, though.
Oh yeah.
I saw that at ZooFest because ZooFest they are creative. You know, they like to do
different things.
About comedy. You know what I mean? Did you send your idea?
No, I'm very bad at that. I need to, like, if anyone's listening, I'd like to be my assistant, intern, really. I'm not good with paperwork, applying to competitions, any of that stuff. I'm terrible at that. So I never do any of it, but that's another thing I'll try. And
yeah, it's very easy. It's one email.
Yeah,
your concept is done. You know what I mean?
It's never as hard.
It's not like in the past, like just wrote a letter, find a stamp, go there, you know, and wait 1 month.
Yeah.
You know, it tack, tack, tack.
True.
So, okay, last question. Do you think the Expo are back in town? Do you believe in that?
I don't know much about it, but I hope. That'd be cool.
I would
go to a game. I like baseball.
Beer,
I like sports where you can kind of zone out for minutes at a time and come back and you didn't miss anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
And chill, you know?
Hockey, I always miss the goals because I start talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And then everyone freaks out and you're like, oh.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
Right.
But baseball is cheap, you know, $20, you know? Did you see an Expo game?
No, I
never saw. Did you see the the Blue Jays?
Yeah, I've seen the Blue Jays before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy? You went to the in Toronto?
Yeah.
The roof was open?
I think so. Yeah.
Man, it's the best feeling ever.
Yeah, it's nice.
Man, I love baseball, and it's not for the sport, look, for the ambience of around the sport. You know what I mean? So you believe it? It could be great for our town, you know, if the Expo are back.
I'll will it into existence.
What do you think about the Montreal Canadiens? You think they're going to make the playoff?
Boy, that Subban's got to get his act together.
It's Subban. I was pissed off when they trade Subban.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man. You?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't even know anything about it, but everyone loved him, didn't they?
He was a great guy, man. Give $10 million for the
hospital.
He's
from here, isn't he?
Huh?
Isn't he from Montreal?
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah. Now he's with New Jersey, Devon.
Oh, yeah.
So do you think they're going to make the playoff?
Oh, yeah.
You think?
I don't know. What the hell?
Okay, you don't watch. You don't care. So, what is your favorite sport? What do you watch? Sports?
Not really.
No
I
sport.
Watch That's pretty much all I watch.
No, mean you don't. No, I mean it's
no. I watch it when, like I said, like when playoffs roll around or something. Yeah. Like something's on the line.
Yeah.
Then I'll watch it, but not like I was on the GO train there, and like all these like this whole family got on, and they were all in Toronto, full gear and the face paint and everything. Yeah. And then my buddy's like, you know, it's only preseason.
Funny?
I'm not like that.
No, me too. Yeah. I stopped to do the me too. This is funny, by the way. Huh?
Thank you.
Could wrote that and
can
try
it.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to. Yeah.
You know more about sports than me. Yeah.
No, I don't. I stopped watching sports.
Oh, really?
The only reason why I talk about that is because this is Montreal, you know?
Right.
This is the impact. I went to see the impact. Finish 1-1. I said, fuck you with your 1-1. 1-1. Is it possible to finish 2-1?
I feel like you want to bullshit with sports a little bit, because sometimes you're in a macho environment, you don't want to get your ass kicked, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta like say a good thing and a bad thing about the same player.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like someone like go ahead, ask me about a trade. Say a player to me.
Gallagher.
Gallagher. Yeah, he's pretty good. He's a fast skater, but you know he's not the best in the clutch.
And you're right.
You say
and you're right.
A good thing and a bad.
Yeah. So no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is funny. But no, should roll that. No, I said that because it's Montreal. I'm proud to be from Montreal. Are you proud to live in Montreal?
I love Montreal. It's the best city in the country. Best
city
in the world, probably.
Yes,
I love Montreal. Je t'aime. J'adore Montréal.
Nous aussi, j'adore Montréal. It's why this. I miss the Expo, and I'm pissed off because Montreal can do nothing to be better. And this is the Yankees of hockey. You know, it's Montreal Canada. When we're gonna have our 25th Stanley Cup? You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't care. I don't feel they work. You know, they have so much money. They don't care. You know, it's why I'm pissed off. It's why. But I
all those guys up in the box seats, they don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're rich.
One time I was like in the nosebleeds, and then I went down to the box seat area, and I stole a whole tray, like 30 sandwiches, and they were in there. It was like 12 guys, and they're all like a breakaway happened. They're all looking at the window, so I just grabbed it. Brought it down to the nosebleeds. Everyone's drunk. I'm handing out sandwiches. Man of the people. One guy started chanting. No, not that last part, not the chant, but yeah.
Yo, you know you can wrote a 10-minute about sports about man.
Oh yeah,
you're so talented, man.
Oh, thank
you so much to come at No BS with SB.
Hey,
you're funny, man.
Thanks for having me.
You surprised me when you said I'm here. I'm in the world of comedy only 2 years. Wow, 2 years already good, kind. You don't have the big head. You know the process to succeed in comedy.
And you're going to give me a big ego after this.
I hope, because you deserve it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's nothing costs me more than to say, hey, thanks, man.
Don't give up, man.
We need you in comedy.
Hey, and we need more people doing stuff like this.
Exactly.
Creates a scene.
Exactly, Bardi. Let's go, Bardi. What a great show. Merci, man.
Merci, man.